So my second interview for this morning, I'm joined on the line by the lovely Loretta Dignam of the Menopause Hub. Loretta, good morning.
Good morning, Shane. Thank you for allowing me to be with you and your listeners.
It's my pleasure. So listen, we're all things, I'm completely uneducated on the whole menopause subject, so this should be very educational for me and I'm sure lots of other listeners. World Menopause Day is happening next Friday, hence why we have you on the air. So Loretta, you've done something wonderful, beautiful, and you're the creator and the founder of the Menopause Hub. Tell us your story.
Okay, thanks Shane. Well, I can identify with you there because although I'm a woman, I knew very little about the menopause myself. And during my 40s, I wouldn't have identified, I didn't even know the word perimenopause, which is lead up to the menopause, if you like. And I didn't even know that word. But what happened to me was about a month before I turned 50, my period stopped and then all the symptoms hit me. And I ended up with like 20 to 30 hot flushes a day. I ended up with a number of other symptoms, none of which I connected to menopause. The fatigue was something else. Not able to sleep at night. The list goes on, really, but I didn't know about the list. That's the point. And so eventually, anyway, after 3 years, feeling like exhausted, feeling like a slow puncture, I decided to go and seek help. And I tried lots of things in the interim, the 3 years in between. Lots of natural products, sage, black cohosh, magnets in my underwear, you name it, to try and help me with my menopause symptoms. And in the end, after 3 years, I went to my GP. She prescribed something that wouldn't have been suited to me had she asked the right questions. So after that, she prescribed a patch to me, and I took that after about 3 or 4 weeks, and then I went to somebody who knew a lot about menopause. They educated me about it, they educated me about my symptoms, why I was experiencing what I was experiencing, and they recommended hormone replacement, but different, two separate hormones rather than combined in a patch. And I started to feel fantastic, and I got my old self back again. And I started to then research amongst other women to find out, you know, was this what they were experiencing? And I realized that a lot of women were suffering out there. So I decided on foot of my own experience to leave the business world where I was working and to go about setting up something that would help women. So I set up the Menopause Hub, which is Ireland's first dedicated menopause clinic.
Wow, that's really impressive. 3 years, it's like really sounds like you've been through like the war.
Well, a couple of things. I'll give you a brief education on menopause. Basically, it's if you can think of it, it's like puberty in reverse. So okay. You can imagine when a girl is going through puberty, you'll see a massive increase in her hormones, particularly in estrogen. And what happens there is that estrogen touches almost every cell in the female body, and if it doesn't touch that cell, it has a conversation with it. So it's critical to the body. So then that allows girls to be fertile, to ovulate, to have periods, to have babies, etc., etc. And then as you approach your 50s, the average age for menopause is 51, but doesn't necessarily mean some people can be in their 40s. We see women in the clinic as young as 30, and we have women who are in their 70s. So the average age of menopause is 51. The average length of time of menopause, so pre and post when your periods finish, is 7.4 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And so what happens is the exact opposite of what happened at puberty, so it's puberty in reverse, is that the hormones decline, and particularly estrogen would have the biggest effect for women. So the hormones decline, and hence this, you know, a whole host of symptoms. And there's about 40 symptoms that can affect women, and these are all impacted by primarily the loss of estrogen. And so basically it's puberty in reverse, and I think none of us would dream of anyone who has children or know of young teenagers. They wouldn't dream of not preparing themselves for puberty, either the parents or the children. There's huge education at school, etc., etc. But actually, when it comes to women in menopause, there's no education. And very few women know very much about it, myself included. And I would consider myself, you know, intelligent and educated, but I knew.
But for this, you just didn't.
Okay. I did not.
Wow, seven years, like on average, is a long time. Do you think that if you had a Like, if you had seen your GP sooner than 3 years, things would have been different for you.
Yeah, well, first of all, if I'd done that, I probably wouldn't have set up the menopause hub, but probably would have just gone on and got on with my life. But because I'd suffered and tried so many things, which I know a lot of women try, I wouldn't have had my own particular journey that would have been kind of illuminating for me. But yes, had I gone to my GP earlier, I might have learned a lot more.
And you wouldn't have suffered for all that.
Yeah, suffered for those 3 years, yeah. But, you know, there's a huge, massive headlines about HRT. Women are being told, cause breast cancer and all the rest. And the risks, the benefits far outweigh the risks for most women, in fact. So I moved from an anti-HRT position to a very positive position based on my own experience. But, you know, I think there's a whole load of myths out there about menopause that need to be debunked. Okay. And that's what I'm trying to do by trying to educate, empathise and empower women with knowledge, because I believe knowledge is power.
And support them, which is like...
Support, it's fantastic. Absolutely.
Tell me...
Like, we've women coming from all over the country to our clinic, over the country.
So what exactly is the... the main menopause hub, sorry... What do you do exactly?
What do we do? Well, I set up the clinic and I called it a menopause hub because it would give us the opportunity to expand services in line with what women want, really. So the initial setup of the team we have, and I'm not a medic, and I'm just a regular woman, if you like. But I have a team. I've got some medical doctors who specialise in the menopause and women's health. I have... a psychologist who would be who would use CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, which can help a lot with symptoms and hot flushes and so on, and sleep and mood and anxiety. And I have a physiotherapist and acupuncturist, because acupuncture is seen as really good as well for helping with symptoms, particularly tiredness, energy, hot flushes, mood, and sleep. The other thing we're adding to the clinic at the end of this month is we're bringing in a dietitian and nutritionist, and he works with one of the top menopause specialists in the UK, and he's going to come over and work with our clinic because weight is also a big issue for women at this age group. And as time moves on and we see what other issues are facing women, we will add in those services. Really, I'd like it to be, a hub, a centre, an education point, a support point for women going through perimenopause, menopause, surgical menopause, which happens when you have your ovaries or uterus removed, and earlier premature menopause, where women in their 30s can be going through menopause, would you believe?
Okay, so it sounds like there's lots that people need to learn, and there's like so much more than what you would think. You know, people aren't educated, and like that's a bit of an issue.
Well, you know, let's face it, menopause is still a taboo subject, and I think it's one of the big last taboos. I'm hosting a conference on Monday evening coming next, Monday the 14th of October, so in line with World Menopause Day, and it's called Menopause No Taboo. And I can forward the details on to you. It's up on Eventbrite, but I'm bringing in international speakers to speak about menopause. And Harry Coughlin's going to sing for us at the end of the evening. But that's about raising awareness, once again, about menopause and trying to smash the taboo around it.
And some education, people need to be totally educated. So where is
Absolutely.
That on? Loretta?
That's on in the Richmond, which is the old Richmond Hospital that's been totally restored and renovated, which is in North Great Brunswick, North Brunswick Street, number 7, behind Smithfield.
Okay.
And the event is on from 6 till 9.30 with wine and canapés afterwards. And the tickets are €25 plus booking fee, which is actually very cheap considering the quality of the speakers,
Okay, and that's available on Eventbrite.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And just to say, the other thing I'm doing about educating as well is I'm going into workplaces and I'm talking to workplaces about menopause and raising awareness for menopause and some, top 10 tips for handling for making it easier for people with menopause to be accommodated in the workplace. And I've started going out to organisations doing this, and I plan to do a lot more of it. And one of the things I had in one of my talks yesterday is there may have been 25 or 30 people in the audience, and 6 of them were men. And I do think that this is something that men also need to be educated about, because women don't understand what's happening to them. So what help, what hope have the partners or husbands or you know, colleagues if they don't understand it either? And really it's just about, you know, because everybody knows somebody who's going through menopause, whether it's your mother, your sister, your aunt, your cousin, your wife, your colleague, you know, your daughter. And therefore it would be important to become educated about it, I think, you know.
Okay. So if anybody wants to get in touch with you or get some more support, or they're a little bit unsure and they might not want to attend the main event but they would like to come to the hub, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, well, basically you can go online and find us, www.themenopausehub.ie, or you can contact us by phoning 01-210-7948, and you can email us in advance if you have a query, and we can see, not that we would give advice over email or anything like that, but we would say, yeah, the doctor would consider it be worth your while coming for a consult. Yeah.
Okay. And to anybody listening who may think, I wonder, is this menopause, or am I feeling a little bit fluey, or they're a little bit uncertain, what would you say to them?
Well, my big motto of everything in life is, you know, if in doubt, check it out. So, you know, you won't go far wrong by getting it checked out. Yes, there's 34 different symptoms. Some of them are psychological, some of them are sexual, some of them are physiological, some of them are emotional. So all those different symptoms, they could be lots of other things also. And that's why speaking to somebody who knows about menopause is really, really important. You know, some women say they're being fobbed off and told, oh, you know, it's a natural life event, just get on with it, it's natural, you have to go through it, and so on, so on. If it's really impacting your life, you really need to do something about it, because at the end of the day, quality of life is really paramount.
And also, no one needs to be suffering. That's the most important thing.
So
there is help out there if they need it.
Absolutely.
They can get in touch, the Menopause Hub, and you're holding an event this coming Monday in the old Richmond building? The old Richmond Hospital. Okay.
Yeah.
And they can get in touch on Eventbrite or the Menopause Hub. Online. Listen, Loretta, thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, full of information. And for anybody out there who's a little bit unsure about changing life and their ups and downs, and they're not really too sure about what's happening with their body, get in touch with Loretta. You know, if in doubt, as Loretta says, what you must do?
Check it out.
Listen, Loretta, thank you so much. It was lovely speaking to you, and best of luck with your event.